The Duncan Gardens. There's an entrance at 23rd and Park, or you can start the tour from the greenhouse. With the greenhouse at your back, you are facing south and looking at what used to be called the Sunken Gardens. The Sunken Gardens got its name because C. Noor Balzer decided to dig with his friends and create a cave. His father, E. Charles Balzer, the park's first superintendent, discovered his son digging and realized what they were digging in was pure loam. Loam is a combination of clay, sand, and compost and considered very rich soil for gardening. Balzer hauled 42,500 loads of loam by wagon and gave the soil to other parts in the city. This removal of the loam is how the Sunken Gardens were named. E. Charles Balzer was a city florist and park superintendent until 1910. John W. Duncan was the park superintendent from 1910 to 1942, and the garden is now named for him. Duncan represented Spokane at the Pacific Northwest Flower Show in 1942. There is a fountain in the middle of the gardens that Mrs. L. M. Davenport donated in memory of her husband, Louis Davenport, owner of the Davenport Hotel. The dedication ceremony was held in 1956. The gardens, no matter how they were named, have always had a very European garden feel to them with their symmetry and color. The gazebo at the south end of the garden was built in honor of the park's centennial in 2004. The gardens have had their share of vandals over the years. In 1975, over $4,000 worth of plants were destroyed. Every year, the park is planted and people can enjoy the color throughout the growing season.